battle over the border. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Trump meets with the top Democrats in Congress today to talk about avoiding a government shutdown and paying for a wall with Mexico.
During a late morning meeting, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer plan to offer the president $1.3 billion for border security this year. But that's far short of the $5 billion President Trump wants for his border wall with Mexico. A December 21st deadline looms when funding runs out for the Department of Homeland Security. Last week, Pelosi called the wall immoral and insisted Democrats will not fund it.
Fox's John Decker with the White House. The head of Google's on Capitol Hill today. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland in D.C.
Chris, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee want answers from Google CEO Sundar Pichai about allegations of conservative censorship and political bias. Committee Chairman Bob Goodlatte.
We're very pleased that Mr. Pichai is coming to answer these questions. He's going to be put on the spot with a lot of tough questions, and the answers are difficult.
In prepared remarks, Pichai wrote, "I lead this company without political bias and work to ensure that our products continue to operate that way. To do otherwise would go against our core principles and our business interests." Chris?
Rachel, thanks. The president of France says he knows he's hurt people. More now from Fox's Simon Owen.
Chris, in a prime-time TV address to the nation,
je prends ma part de cette responsabilité.
French President Emmanuel Macron saying he accepts his share of responsibility for 4 weeks of protests against tax increases, protests that have sometimes turned into riots. Macron announcing a package of measures aimed at easing tensions, including cutting taxes for pensioners and raising the minimum wage. His government says the changes could cost $11 billion. It's unclear whether they're enough to end the protests. Chris?
Fox's Simon Owen in London, where police about an hour ago used a taser to subdue a man inside the gates of Parliament. Witnesses say he was screaming, "We're coming to get you, politicians." This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal. And we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
And Trump's still considering who should be his next chief of staff.
Whoever gets the job as the new White House chief of staff will have to deal with working to get the president reelected, as well as steering the administration through possible congressional investigations next year. Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, was rumored to be up for the job, but instead, he's leaving. Other people up for consideration may include Budget Director Mick Mulvaney, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, and Freedom Caucus Chair Congressman Mark Meadows, who tells Fox News,
"Because it's an honor, certainly I'm favorably inclined to at least have a discussion with the president."
In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
There's been another round of trade talks with China on the phone last night our time, involving Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer, and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He. We're told they talked about agriculture and Chinese economic policies in general. There's a new list out of which banks charge college students the most for their bank accounts.
If you're a college kid and have an account with Wells Fargo, you're getting slammed with the most fees among your peers. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau finds students pay it on average almost $47 in fees to Wells Fargo over the course of a year, which ranks the highest in that department. It's also double the fees charged by banks that come in second and third on this list: TCF, National Bank, and U.S. Bank. The report centers around banks that have agreements with colleges to promote their accounts with the student body, also known as college-sponsored accounts. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
The Minneapolis Star Tribune film critic has resigned after more than 30 years. He's accused of plagiarism. Colin Covert has apologized. The paper says a reader noticed specific phrases in his reviews that were also used by writers for other publications. After a roller coaster day yesterday on Wall Street, where stocks ended just about flat, Dow futures are up 228 points ahead of the opening bell. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Hey, good morning. It is Tuesday morning, December 11. I am Stevie J, your local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a two-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Emergency crews responded to a car versus train crash last night. WCIA says police think a car tried to beat a train and they collided. It happened near Bradley and Chestnut Streets in Champaign. The driver was taken to a hospital but is expected to be okay. A 78-year-old Cabri man was sentenced to a total of 140 years in prison for sexual offenses. Totem Sismar had pleaded guilty to several counts of sexual exploitation of a child involving three children ages 3 to 6. He was given four consecutive 30-year terms followed by a 20-year term for possession of child porn. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office has dropped charges against a Champaign man accused of being involved in a January armed robbery and shooting. 24-year-old Darian Brown had been accused in a case in which two women were injured. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, Classic Plumbing.
And your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey. Good
morning, Stevie. Sunshine and a high of 38, 28 our low, with an increase in the clouds tonight. 40 the high tomorrow, down to 29. 44 by Thursday, an 80% chance of precipitation, and with a low 39. That could be rain. 70% chance of rain likely, with a high 46 on Friday. We're currently at 21, wind chill at 6, ESPN 93.5.
Oh, boy, the Oscar buzz. Oh, I am so stressed out about the Oscar.
Oh, you are.
Oh, what if there's no host? What will we do? I just don't know.
Have they ever played it that way before?
Never, ever, okay. Ever. And Kevin Hart said some disparaging things about gays and lesbians in 2011, and they tracked it down.
Oh, my goodness. Way back then?
Yep. So he came out and apologized and then stepped away. The Academy did not see Kevin Hart stepping away. They wanted him to apologize, be contrite, all those things, and he just said, I'm not going to do this. So they don't know what to do. They're in free fall. Hey. Oh. What are we going to do Saturday Night Live? We'll have big stars come out and just introduce segments. That'll be great for our sinking ratings. A whole 25 million watched it last year. This thing used to be watched by 100 million people.
They said that Jimmy Kimmel, when he hosted, only paid $15,000. That doesn't seem like much.
Who paid $15,000?
The Academy.
No, it's kind of an honorarium thing.
Okay, gotcha.
Jimmy Kimmel doesn't need that because he makes millions.
Well, all of these hosts probably
It's just it's kind of a $15,000 walking around money because it's not anything to change your life. So, no, that's not a money issue. It's who wants to take the risk of being panned, because it is a pretty hard gig. Billy Crystal was the best ever, as far as I was concerned. Just fantastic. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the big thing that I think the Academy needs to know is very few care anymore. There's interest somewhat, but back when they started, Pat Sajak, here's a quick fix for the Academy show. Expanded to two nights. First night, give out awards, celebrate the history and wonder of movies. Second night, have your political rally. Good point, Pat. I'm interested in movies. I like movies, but it isn't like it used to be.
It is
more of a rally. Here's how stupid Trump is. There are some of us that would like to hear about your movie. They'd like to see the actors and actresses in plain clothes, you know, just is supposed to be celebratory of escapism, of a way to get away and enjoy something for 2 hours mm-hmm. to escape the stresses of our lives.
That's right.
But instead, it's here's what we believe. And, I mean, the best acceptance ever I ever heard was Matthew McConaughey for whatever role he played. And he was a drug guy. Anyways, just really amazing. And there's been some great acceptance speeches, and I like those.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as hyperventilating about which host, and then I ask this, what person could withstand scrutiny from social media over what you might have said or text or tweeted or did on Facebook in the last 40 years, 30, yeah. 20 years, because it hasn't been long that.
Right.
So 20 years, can you pass, can any comedian pass the scrutiny if examined all social media posts over the last 10 years? Can any comedian have not said something offensive to somebody? Because we all say something offensive to somebody every day because we have safe houses now after elections. It's just unbelievable.
This article is suggesting Maya Rudolph, Tiffany Haddish, Leslie Jones from SNL. A lot of these are SNL folks. Oh, boy. Here's a Will Smith and a Whoopi Goldberg.
You can have whoever you want. My underlying message is here in the heartland, and I represent the Middle West, we kind of care, but we're not thinking more than 5 minutes about it.
That's right. If that.
But out there, it's like, no, oh, we're everything, and everybody listens to every word we say, and that isn't true.
It's true. That's right.
I can't think of any host that would make me watch. I really can't. Billy Crystal. But everybody else is going to say something. I'm going, come on, man. Talk movies. Have your political rally the second night. I'm all for Pat Sajak, mm-hmm. the host of Wheel of Fortune. Anyway, if you want to text in, do you care about the Academy Awards? I mean, let me phrase that differently.
Well, and lately I hardly ever see the movies.
Well, you know, I don't certainly see very many. But
it's like it's the artsy movies.
I like movies. I do like well-done movies. I really do. It's not that. It's maybe the importance they put on themselves. And it just has gone down so far from the days of, say, Jimmy Stewart and Bob Hope and Johnny Carson and some of the more that avoided the stuff that maybe you shouldn't intermingle with your celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Here's a suggestion for Ellen DeGeneres.
I think she's done that, hasn't she? Didn't she host the Academy Awards? Listen, whatever they do, the bottom line is I don't care. So you guys figure it out, and if there's no host, I'll probably glance at it. If there's a host, I'll probably glance at it. 359-2255, you want to chime in on that? 359-2255. Important message from Busey about this time of season. You got to be careful that you don't let your emotions run a little nutty because you do get the credit card statement in January, I promise. But the average spend per person, according to the National Retail Federation and from Busey, average spend per person is $967.13. That really sounds like a lot.
It does.
38% of holiday shoppers will donate money to charity. 37% plan to donate items. Busey shares 7 holiday spending tips. Make a list. Check it twice. Look at me. You'd be proud of me. My organization today. My list to get some things done.
That's a new thing for you. I like that.
And you could do it too, Diane. It's okay. Just easier when you check it off.
And see, I've got something going here and a few boxes.
There you go. That's a list. Busey says make a list. Be a bargain hunter. Stick to your list. Factor in other expenses like, you know, postage and cards. Cry many a card's $8 now. 10 cards is 80 plus postage.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, review receipts from last year. Give you an idea of what you did. Save receipts this year so you can do it next year.
Okay.
And watch your credit card. Just watch it because yeah. You can get fired up and say, I got room.
That's right.
I got room. Do you know that the credit card stuff really starts getting different colors on your credit score when you get over 50%?
Yep.
It really doesn't like it at 40%, but over 50, it starts getting red. And then your credit score comes down.
Mm-hmm.
Busey committed to helping customers handle their hard-earned money reasonably. For more holiday spending tips, go to publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com. Busey.com.
A quick reaction to our Oscar chat. 359-2255. I hate when Radical Left did to Kevin Hart, but I wasn't watching the Oscars anyway.
What do you think? Are you hyperventilating because they might not have a host?
Eh.
Sorry. I hate to tell them, but they don't have any clue what's going on in the middle of the country. Okay, 359-2255, go right ahead.
We have our Illini women in action against Murray State tonight at 6 o'clock tonight, if you want to check that out. 6-2 on the season. Go
State,
Illini.
Is that State Farm Center?
Yep.
Okay.
We had Seattle over Minnesota 21-7 yesterday. Blackhawks in Winnipeg, St. Louis hosting Florida. NBA action, Pacers over the Washington Wizards 109-101. And Sacramento beat the Bulls 108-89.
Nothing going on, man.
Yeah, it's
you're
really
in the
kind
NBA
of the
here in the first minute. Okay. Well, you got Illinois volleyball?
Yes, we do. And there's a few different parties going on. I believe at Huff Hall at 5:15 tonight is one of the first rounds of just celebrating them before they take off.
Yeah, pep rally?
Yeah.
The old high school pep rally?
Exactly.
Wow.
Also,
was
the,
that 5:15 tonight at Huff?
Yeah, I need to double check that.
All right, check that.
Because I'm going off the top of my head.
That's worth speaking about.
It is.
All right.
Kansas, Duke, Tennessee, Gonzaga now at number 4, and Michigan round out the top 5 in college basketball.
Well, and I said Busey.com and that publications page. If you've never been to Busey.com, they got so much stuff in there. You can pie chart your expenses. Busey dedicated to providing support and resources this holiday season, whether it's budgeting or planning your financial resolutions for 2019, which is a good idea. Visit Busey, any Busey location, 800-67-BUSEY or Busey.com. Visit today. All right, yeah, Chris Thomas, the volleyball coach who we kind of befriended with an interview last week.
Yes.
And then I was enamored with his voice, thought it was high potential for some sort of radio stardom. And while he goes too fast on this audition tape, this is how the Nighthawk could be sounding at midnight on our radio station.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Oh, yeah, potential.
I do see the send-off party is at 5:15 in Huff Hall until 6. Marching Illini, hoping to send them off as they depart for Minneapolis. Doors open at 5:15. Pep rally begins at 5:30. Parking available for free at Huff Hall and surrounding campus lots.
This is a jet. I don't believe you do a Minneapolis bus. This is a jet. I don't know. I'm guessing that this is of the level of you take a charter on this one, as they do from time to time. But this is totally a jet. This would be a 50-seater, I would think.
There's a season celebration Sunday, December 16th at 1 at Huff Hall.
So that's no matter what. Okay, so it's all good.
And then they have some watch parties listed here, too,
yeah,
where you could go to watch the
Illini. Well, you guys talked to Sammy's having a watch party at Houlihan's.
Yeah, that's right.
So you go to Houlihan's restaurant. That's what you do because that's at 8 o'clock perfect. Get your seat in front of one of those nice big screens at Houlihan's restaurant and go hang with Sam.
Most of the watch parties begin right after 5:30.
Yeah.
And, of course, then the other semifinal round match is BYU and Stanford. And we all have a little interest in that with seeing how Kevin Hambley handles his team.
I mean, I like Kevin Hambley, always liked Kevin Hambley. But we'll be rooting for Chris Thomas on this one.
That's right.
I mean, hey, you know, and didn't he say better chance at winning national championships at Stanford? I thought somebody said he said that. Maybe he didn't. But certainly you'd look at it and say, well, you know, West Coast warm, great location to recruit, great heritage tradition. Stanford traditionally probably better than Illinois volleyball over the years if you do a culmination. We've been so good here for 30 years. I mean, really good volleyball here.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, I think, the third time?
I think it's fourth
overall, maybe.
Okay.
But it's hard to get here. It's hard to get to the Final Four. And this is a special bunch of kids, and the chemistry is tremendous, I guess.
A few more reactions on 359-2255. Academy Awards, arrogant, self-absorbed, overpaid blowhards, patting each other on the back. I hear because the actors play pretend for their job qualifies as a role model and intelligent. What a joke.
No, Jeremy. But in the
not
day.
Not interested because of the politics.
In the day. It was, wow. That's Gregory Peck. That's Doris Day. I mean, these are older people you might not know. But anyway, weather?
High 40 today, down to 30 this evening. Decrease in the clouds tomorrow with a high 40, low 29. 43 the high on Thursday. Then an 80% chance of showers, 70% chance of rain on Friday's forecast.
with a high 46. 22 now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it just stimulated a thought. Hang on about the
camera. Oh, boy.
Yep, here we go. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. I'm Stevie J, 720.
The Fox Business Network. Google says it will close the Google Plus social network earlier than planned after it discovered a second glitch in a year, exposing the information of users. The incident resulted from a software update on November 6th. The profile of 52 million users could have been exposed to outside app developers. The confession from Google comes as its CEO, Sundar Pichai, is to testify before Congress today. Hertz is partnering with Clear, the airport screening company, to cut the time it takes you to pick up a rental car. It's the first rental car company to use biometric technology. Small business owners are still optimistic about the economy, but they're not as upbeat as earlier this year. The National Federation of Independent Business says small business optimism declined slightly in November to the weakest level in 7 months. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Talking a little bit about the Academy Awards.
Action!
How Hollywood is hyperventilating because after Kevin Hart stepped down because of fairly offensive things he said in 2011, I suggest that all comedians should be on some sort of watch list because none of them are clean when it comes to stuff.
I mean, that's kind of part of their job to push the envelope.
Kind of shock and awe.
Make
but
fun of things.
Now you offend everybody and, oh my gosh. Anyway, there was a time that there was the gravitas, there was the respect. I've been in radio for a while. In the 1980s, I called and got hold of some of those that were high level, that there was no real controversy.
Mm-hmm.
Doris Day.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a letter to Jimmy Stewart. If you remember, It's a Wonderful Life. He's a star of It's a Wonderful Life.
Sure.
And I wrote a letter, and he wrote back.
Mm.
And his agent got hold of me, and I interviewed Jimmy Stewart.
Wow.
Now, that's gravitas. That's a guy that you respected. He stayed away from the fray. There was no politics mixed in. There was no stance to take at the Academy Awards to show that you're an advocate. Sean Penn. I mean, that's what we got now. You went from Jimmy Stewart to Sean Penn. That's what you got?
Yeah.
Tim Robbins. I mean, you got activist Sarah, Susan Sarandon.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the big people. It just isn't going to click here in Champaign, Illinois. For most of the people, they just kind of want to see what you have to say about the movies. And ooh, look how dressed up in that dress. I mean, ooh, and now they got to get into stuff that half the country is not going to agree with. But they believe all the country should believe in, and here's why.
That's right.
And you're an idiot. And you're not from the
mm-hmm.
urban area. And you're in wherever Podunk City you're.
That's right.
Just keep spending the $15 for my movie, please. I thought Tom Hanks, he's a liberal.
Yeah.
But he's stayed clear of this. It's fine. Tom Hanks is a great example of a really good actor that I really like watching that doesn't get in the way of himself. But most stars believe they're all that. And but there was a time when the Bob Hopes of the world, the real older people that maybe a lot of you don't even recognize anymore, where you can say, man, they can, wow, ooh, movie star, I want their autograph, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like all the baggage because somebody told them that it was their social duty and their conscience to stand up, and I don't want to watch you anymore. Just get out of the way. I mean, Barbara Streisand, one of the greatest voices ever. Just, I don't really want to know what you think politically. I kind of want to hear you sing. I'm sorry. That's kind of what I like you for, your voice.
That's right.
But but for whatever reason, it's their social conscience responsibility to inform and educate because we don't quite get it. Would you like to text on the subject Academy Awards? Are you watching? Do you really care? I like movies. Like going. We'll take a peek until I'm offended, and then it's just like, why don't you guys just... 359-2255-728. Ask the vet, Dr. Tan, in about 20 minutes.
First, C-Midas for manufacturers scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S.
They're on West University, Urbana.
Some things I like on my holiday list. The aroma of fresh baking. A cool breeze in the air. Friends who meet at Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar to celebrate the season. A casual meal made from scratch before Illini games. Houlihan's inviting ambiance. Friendly service. A Sunday brunch. Parties and events. Distinctive upscale gourmet cuisine. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, south of the State Farm Center, has it all. Click on the Houlihan's tab at stayattheeye.com.
They got the watch party at Houlihan's,
yes,
too.
Yes, they do.
Sam's got that going on 8 o'clock Thursday. Want to watch volleyball there.
Appetizer special from 4 to 6. Ooh. On Tuesdays, half-price bottles of wine.
Well, okay then.
Just south of the State Farm Center.
Okay, we will be right back again. You're welcome to text in on anything we talk about. 359-2255 is our text line. It's 7:30, time for your Fox News. Local news coming up next, 7:30.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump meets with Democratic leaders today against the backdrop of a possible government shutdown.
The one and only way we approach a shutdown is if President Trump refuses both of our proposals and demands $5 billion or more for a border wall.
Senator Chuck Schumer, a shutdown could happen December 21st, just days before Christmas. New sheriffs taking office in the Raleigh and Durham areas of North Carolina are treating immigration offenses differently.
They will end their involvement in the federal program in which local police, like these counties' deputies, check immigration status of arrested persons and report findings to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Fox's Evan Brown. In many cases, ICE's detainer orders will no longer be honored. This is Fox News.
I would really like to go to CMI because I'm kind of into the cleaning thing. They're a locally owned janitorial supply company. They got the Checkmate system, electrostatic sprayer that you can spray. And these little electrostatic sprayers come with these little, what are they, droplets? Or it's kind of a cool thing how I used it when I was working with them for my whole three-hour career. But there's the electrostatic droplets or something that spreads evenly and gets all the flu bug. Ask about it at CMIClean.com or call them at 359-6262, Betsy and Brad Parks. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli, now brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal. In downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County State's Attorney's Office has dropped charges against a Champaign man accused of being involved in a January armed robbery and shooting. 24-year-old Darian Brown had been accused in the case in which two women were injured. The dismissal of the charges comes after the victims did not cooperate with prosecutors. If you wanted to ship mail or packages in time for Christmas, we're quickly approaching some of the deadlines to get things there on time. For packages going to military members overseas, those have to go out today. USPS Retail Ground needs to be mailed by December 14th. FedEx Ground and home delivery must be sent by Monday, December 17th. For first-class mail and priority packages through the U.S. Postal Service, packages must be shipped by Thursday, December 20th. Priority Mail Express needs to be mailed by December 22nd. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Hopefully it'll be a white Christmas and that Jack Frost will be here before we know it. We know you've got so much to do and it feels like a nightmare before Christmas and you wish you had your own elf to get it all done. After all, you don't want the kids to think this is the first year the Grinch actually stole Christmas. But take some time to deck the halls and sing a Christmas carol or argue that whether Die Hard is actually a Christmas movie or not. Whether you're spending Christmas in Connecticut or home alone, we hope your Christmas vacation is merry and bright.
Yeah, Dr. Todd Likens, we've got some talk here. First of all, you want to get a little puppy dog groomed up. I got to get Charlie and Bella in there.
I got to get Olive in there.
Well, then put a little bandana around.
Yeah.
You have any veterinarian questions for any pet, you just text in 359-2255. Dr. Todd Likens in about 15 minutes. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 39 with the sunshine, 29 with an increase in the clouds tonight, up to 40 tomorrow, down to 29, some clouds, 43 the high on Thursday, 80% chance of precipitation, down to 39 in the evening, 70% chance of rain likely as we wrap up the week Friday with a high 46, 22 now, ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I had some friends go see Christian Wallace over at Honda BMW last night.
Yes.
I called Craig, who's head of Honda.
He just had a birthday recently, too, I think.
Craig Fanning, head of Honda at Honda BMW. This is an exploding dealership that is just dominating the space because of how good they are at what they do. They're a Honda President's Award winner. So my friends went in there, and not only did they get great service, but they were waiting for them because I gave them the heads up. And they loved how they were treated. It was I think the word was terrific or fantastic or something. Because that's what, when you win an award, international award, like Honda BMW has done, right at Neil at Burwash and Savoy. You can go online, check them out at drivechampagne.com. But when you win an award like that, yeah, it's great. But then there's the pressure to continue. It's like once you're on top of the division standings, wonderful. Way to go. High fives all around. Bonuses, the whole deal. And then you got to stay there. Oh, that. But they're staying there. They're good. They're just five-star place. So if you want to see what that looks like, drop by. Say hey to my friend Ben Quattrone. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. Drivechampagne.com. We're a month away, month and a week away from the Cardinal Caravan. I'm going to miss it this year, darn it. But Lante. We'll be introducing our St. Louis Cardinals and have that caravan. It's going to be at the iHotel Conference Center presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. It's January 18th at noon, the iHotel, for this year's Cardinal Caravan. Well, always a pleasure. And I have not visited with Debbie George Addis in a while. She's down in Dallas. She is a political strategist. Debbie, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for having me on.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Are we shutting the government down, do you think?
Well, I think if anyone can do it and maybe win the argument, it'll be Trump. But I hope not. Honestly, there's so many important things to get solved. I hope we don't.
Maybe you say I'll take the, you know, what you do is it's all spin anyway. You just, if you're Donald Trump, you say they gave me $1.3 million. We've come up with new strategies to build a wall. And by golly, we're building a wall. Thank you, Democrats. Woohoo! And high five down the hall.
I do like that. I will say in a serious note, this is an amazing time between now and January 2nd when the new Congress is sworn in, or if I were Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez inaugurated. But anyway, I digress. We have Republican control from now until then, and the idea that we can't get a very firm commitment to fund the wall, the single largest commitment the president made in his campaign that caused him to win, or maybe that's too many big commitments, but this was one, the idea we can't get the Republicans to just stand firm, do it, the end, is kind of disappointing. So I'd still love to have a few Republicans step up more and commit to funding it without hesitation.
It's just been a source. I mean, a year ago, when we were stumbling through and you had control of everything, couldn't get anything done, I said, in a year, somebody's going to ask me to vote for the Republican in the midterms, and I'm going to say, why? I mean, what's the point? I mean, if you're not going to it's just they don't have any idea of the frustration that's out there.
I'm so glad we're talking about this. There are so many voters who came around and voted for President Trump during the 2016 election, and even if they didn't support him in the primary, but they're with him, and they like the basic idea, which is it's not even particularly partisan. It's just we're going to reassert America and the strength and the goodness of America and the desire for a strong economy and secure borders. They want President Trump's agenda to win, and I do have some ideas about, but it is amazing to watch the Republicans in Washington, House and Senate, who do not seem to be in touch with or perceive the importance of the voters who want them to do the things that Trump ran on. They are just in their Washington bubble and think they can ignore what the president said. Republicans have pretty much impeded Trump all the way along in the last 2 years. I think they did pay a price for that in this most recent midterm. And they still don't seem to grasp America actually wants them to do the Trump agenda.
Well, it just, again, you can get a montage of every single Democrat that's still around of them saying we can't have these open borders. We have to have, you know, legal process. I mean, now, they, of course, they flip because the left went so nuts and went so far left that they have to appease the base, the base, the base. And I'm telling you, Debbie, that's what I would do. I would take my $1.3 billion and say we've come up with new strategies. This money will get us most of the way there. We're building the wall, and we did it. Ooh, I'd have the little streamers and balloons, and then, of course, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi will, oh, we gave him a victory. Oh, it's just say it. Just go do it. Nobody's going to know it anyway.
I love that idea, and I love the idea of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who have been all about impeding his president every step of the way, everything he said, every tweet he sent out in the last year and a half. They have just thought they have been successful in the idea. If he could just claim a victory, that's a very funny. Okay, I'm really liking this idea. Very funny idea. Well, just claim victory and take the money.
Absolutely. Because how many people going to the mall wrapping gifts are going to have a clue anyway? Listen, Debbie, I'm serious.
Headline America, you know, the slogan politics, what they get. So if they see, yay, we won, we got the wall.
Absolutely, we got the wall. We're having a party and a reception, and this, and then Democrats would be like, you know, Grinch looking up at the mountain, going back, they're still singing. What happened? What? That's what I do. Anyway, Debbie, it is always, how do people find Debbie Georgiadis?
On Twitter, I'm at Debbie Can We Talk. But the main thing is my radio show is called America Can We Talk, and that is a Facebook page named America Can We Talk on Facebook or AmericaCanWeTalk.org. And thank you for asking.
Well, how do people – I mean, you're doing a live Facebook show then?
I have a live show on a Salem radio station, actually, and several Salem stations. But my radio show I put out on Facebook Live at the same time.
Awesome.
It's going out on the Salem airwaves.
I should be doing that, man. You are so hip.
Yeah.
You are so hip, Debbie. It's crazy. So people could go to Salem Radio, find you, probably stream Facebook, find it, podcast. You're all out there.
Yes, and actually, it is a really fun way to get more interaction, to put out on Facebook Live while you're doing the live radio. People are emailing during the show, texting on the my email is americacanwetalk@gmail.com for radio. People are commenting. It's very fun because you get live response while you're talking.
Can I just use my phone?
Can
I just use my phone for that?
Oh, yes. You can go right. If you have Facebook apps on your phone.
Why don't I do that?
America Can We Talk.
When we did a promotion where I went out and worked for businesses, it was like Hard Working Man, and so I'd go wash a window and I'd get 1,000 people. I mean, what? Washing a window here. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I tell you, well, especially for, the younger listeners on radio, they are less likely to listen to radio, but Facebook Live, they're all over it.
How did you get so cool? How did you get so darn hip, Debbie? That's awesome. Okay, Debbie Georgiadis in Dallas, always a pleasure. America Can We Talk. We hope to chat again soon. Have a wonderful Christmas and New Year, Debbie.
Thank you, sir, and thanks for having me on.
You betcha. She liked my strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Declare victory. No government shutdown. We got the money for the wall. We are so excited. We have figured out, because I build things, that we can use $1.3 billion to its maximum and stand by for the wall.
Why not?
And then Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer go, What? It's going to be a bad wall. It's not enough money. He's just saying that. And then Donald Trump can say, I know you are, but what am I? I know you are, but what am I? 743. Text in if you like, 359-2255. It is Tuesday, December 11. We're going to talk to the vet, Dr. Todd Likens. Have any pet questions? 359-2255.
Ah, that romantic.
And dare to be devoted.
Here we go, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5. I am Stevie J. Here's Diane Ducey.
Well, the send-off parties are all the talk for our Illini volleyball team. It plays a Thursday night, and perhaps Houlihan's would be a great choice for you, especially with their appetizers, 4 to 6 and 9 to close. They do that Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sundays. So keep that in mind. Doors open at Huff. Today at 5:15, the pep rally begins at 5:30. The Marching Illini, of course, everybody who is involved with Illinois volleyball will be at Huff at 5:30 tonight. So we also have our Illinois women's basketball team in action against Murray State at 6 o'clock tonight. Murray State 3-3, Illinois at 6-2. Seattle over Minnesota in NFL action last night, 21-7. Blackhawks are at Winnipeg. St. Louis will host Florida. Pacers over the Wizards, and Sacramento beats the Bulls.
Okay, we're going to ask the vet coming up, Dr. Todd Likens, 359-2255. We've talked Academy Awards this morning.
There was another text. What about conservative entertainers like James Woods or Ted Nugent?
Sorry. No.
Interesting thought.
Who's married to Brad Pitt?
Oh, yeah, Angelina Jolie.
Her dad.
Yes.
John Voight.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's conservative and he ain't getting a job. And he would want that. It's not him. No, listen, it's really a no-win because you have people now at the edge of their televisions just writing things down of things you might say that's offending somebody. It just gotten out. It's when it doesn't pass common sense. I mean, there are athletes that text something when they're 14 and they get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was dumb. It was ignorant. You've learned,
mm-hmm.
But does it brand you for life? If that's a new standard, then I propose that we go through all Hollywood actors and comedians and we do a purge and say, you said this in 2008, and this should disqualify you from further acting. We'll take your application at the pharmacy.
Wade is asking about Pat Sajak's comment.
Love Pat Sajak saying, I've got an idea. Let's celebrate movies and all of their performances on the first night, make it a two-night event, and the second night we can have our political rally. Good call, Pat Sajak, who's another guy I talked to in the 1980s.
Okay.
Anyway, 359-2255, if you'd like to text in, we're going to ask the vet. That's coming up next, and by 10 before 8. If you're looking for ESPN 93.5, as we check this forecast, good news, my friends, it's getting a little warmer. We see some 40s on the horizon, which, by gum, will feel good.
Yeah, that's right. Clear conditions both today and tomorrow, high near 40, down to around 30. But the rain comes in on Thursday and Friday, but still mid to upper 40s for our highs and down to around 37 at night. Not bad.
Feel really good here.
22 now on ESPN 93.5.
Always love talking about dogs and cats. Now, Dr. Todd Likens, a pet pro, are you now puppy-less?
Not puppy-less. We've definitely significantly decreased numbers. One of the fun things from this weekend, I found one dog's going to be living on Central Park in New York.
Wow.
And the other dog's going to be living below the Hollywood sign, right below
really?
The Hollywood sign in Los Angeles.
Maybe that dog could host the Academy Awards.
You know, maybe he's got personality.
No question. Wouldn't be offensive. It'd be awesome.
You know, of course, he's kind of prejudiced against cats, although he does like our cat.
I'm sure we'll have to check social media to see if they said disparaging comments against cats. Dr. Todd Likens, your Snow Angel page is where do people see these puppies?
SnowAngelRetrievers.com.
Okay, and they're beautiful white golden.
Right, there's a few left. Their pictures are on the website.
So you have a few available?
Yeah, we do. We have, you know, things always come up, you know, people's plans change, medical issues, things like
sure.
that.
Sure, yeah. You know, we totally understand, but the fact of the matter is you can buy some of the best puppies ever. So you can go to the website one more time is
Snow Angels Retrievers.
Okay, SnowAngelRetrievers.com. And you just, these are ridiculously wonderful, smart. Charlie, when he sits down now, he'll go, Is that old age or?
Maybe he's just got the winter blues or something. Maybe you need to give him a little more sun or something.
Well, he's really doing pretty well. It's funny because if I don't have a moment with him every day, he has a problem with that. So he came in this morning in my study, and he just kind of walked up, and I looked down at him and said, Charlie, you are awesome, and I just hugged his neck. And then he walked away. He just he needs about 30 seconds of total me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then he's good.
I got one sitting here on my lap right now, Vanilla Beans over here getting her love for the morning.
Oh, man.
That's right. Olive was at my heels this morning, and I was like, I don't have time. Oop. But I finally was, after I see those dogs' eyes, you know.
It's hard.
Gave her a few seconds anyway.
So what's your recommendation on getting a bath before Christmas and the New Year?
Well, why not? Heck, clean dogs for the holidays is one of my favorite slogans.
Yeah.
You know, you could even do a bath this week, and they'll still smell good at Christmas with the shampoo we use.
Okay, yeah. What is the shampoo you use?
It's called Fresh and Clean. It's a non-soap type shampoo, but it's got a great smell that lasts forever.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, we like our with our dog smell coming home. There is no doubt.
We especially need the claws clipped on Olive, so we are
cut out again.
All right. So we need to book this and get Walterized, is what you call it.
Yep. We still got spots even next week. So
really?
Believe
yeah.
it or not, it's the cold weather's kind of slowed it down a little bit. So
you can get in because usually Walter's like the top hairdresser in New York. It's really hard to get in.
Walter's a man. There's no doubt about it.
He's just that guy works hard, doesn't he? Man.
He does. He's got great support staff around him, too.
Well, they all go home going, got hair plugged. This is good work.
I don't think any of them do dishes when they go home.
Listen, let me say that this is not like you have to know what you're doing when you do this, by the way.
It's not an easy job.
You train them, and they got to – every dog's personality is different, and you got to work with all of that. And it's not like wash the dog. This is – they really put a lot into this.
Right. It's definitely work. And I always tell them that in the interview that this isn't going to be all kisses. It's going to be a lot of work.
Yep. All right. How do people find Dr. Todd Likens?
Hey, we're at Kirby and Manis, or we're by the police station in Mahomet, and 355 Pets, or 586 Pets, or petpro.biz, and you just go on and on, you know?
You are the man, my friend. I really appreciate it. And I think this is the 11th, 18th. Gosh, this is it for the year, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Christmas is 2 weeks from today.
Right.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Wow. Okay. Well, my friend, you've been wonderful. We'll talk to you in the new year.
All right. See you, guy.
Thank you.
I'm freaking out. Christmas is in 2 weeks?
That's what I just discovered.
Wow.
I didn't know either. That is incredible.
So we didn't bring up the support animals on the airlines. They are tightening up the rules.
Todd, are you still there? Dang it.
But
my bad.
And that's okay. Forgot. He said he hadn't heard what the
he didn't know.
Was.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got this story that people are getting support animals simpler and kind of online, but the support animals aren't dogs or cats.
Right.
They're
goats, hedgehogs, tusked creatures. This talks about a peacock. I mean, where are people coming up with this? The airlines are seeing growling, biting, lunging, things that are happening in the cabin.
So people are trying to bring a peacock on the airplane.
Right.
And saying, that's my support animal.
But they say if you have a service or support animal in the cabin, they can fly for free, but other pets need to have a $125 fee.
Well, why would you discriminate against my goat?
Right. I mean...
What? Are you not inclusive? No, I'm just saying. Are you not being inclusive? I have PTSD, and I have a support goat, and peacock, and hedgehog, and one of the others. Wasn't there another weird one in there?
Hooved animals. Anyway.
What about a moose? Anyway, it's a baby moose. Listen, that's an example of how when you allow and allow and allow
amphibians, insects, non-household birds.
Okay, see, you're talking about ridiculous, whereby you can say, wait a minute, that hurt my feelings.
I have seen a parrot on a lady's, shoulder when she was flying in the very back of the cabin.
You've got to be kidding me.
Uh-uh.
See, what does Mike Ditka say?
You get what you tolerate.
You get what you tolerate. You just have to have a line that says, you know what, we have empathy for this, and that's stupid. And you got to be not afraid to say it. But anymore, you will find people in Champaign-Urbana, maybe not listening to me, but people in Champaign-Urbana that would empathize and say, you know what, we're trying to help them. They are sensitive, and we should have empathy, and we should allow the peacock on there. And come on, who are you to state that this person has issues, and do you not care? Are you insensitive?
If you have emotional support animal, you need a licensed mental health professional documenting this passenger's
need. With that, I can get a peacock on.
That's right.
That's just silly. I don't know, people. I don't know what we're doing, people. Wow. Are you kidding me? That is crazy. What do you mean
$125 fee if you're following the rules.
What about size restrictions? What if it's a baby elephant?
I don't know.
It's so ridiculous. Anyway, let us know. Always love hearing from you. 359-2255. Where would you even get a peacock? News next. If you're looking for a great car.